Can Christian divorce no relation with election？ 如果我愿意成立一个走归正福音路线的教会，我们应当怎样避免把旧教会的陋习带进新教会？你不要以为你能够比旧教会更好。
The question is, if we're going to start a reformed church, how do we prevent the old habits of the old church?
每个革命的人都把过去的毛病暴露出来，假设自己革命成功，一定比别人更好。
Every revolutionary thinks that he is better than the system that he overthrew.
共产党说，国民党太贪污了，要把它打倒下来。后来共产党自己变成世界最贪污的国家之一，中国。
The communists believe that the Kuomintang is very corrupt, and so they want to destroy them, but they themselves became corrupt.
民进党认为这个国民党太腐败了，把它推下去。民进党现在比国民党更腐败。
And today in Taiwan, 民进党 is also very corrupt.
所以我很怕你有归正意向，马上以为你一建教会一定比石头教会更好，可能你的最坏。
So I'm afraid that if you have the vision of the reform evangelical movement, you may think that you are better than everybody else.
因为我可能比别人更坏，我就不应当有归正的思想吗？不是。
It doesn't mean that just because I may be worse than other people, I should not think about reform movement.
所以如果你参与归正运动，
if you participate in the reform movement,
你不可把目标当作就是你的实际。
Do not think that the object in itself must be achievable.
你想象那么好，不等于现在你已经那么好。
What you imagine may not be what you can achieve.
所以你要先问，是不是神要你设立教会？
So you must first ask yourself, is this the will of God that you should start a church?
设立教会是不可以分裂别的教会的。
And when you start a church, you should not split another church.
所以我在印尼建立归正福音教会。根本跟别的教会的分裂完完全全没有关系。
So in Indonesia, when I set up the Reform Evangelical Church, it did not result in the split of other churches.
是这十六年来已经有很多人在我们的聚会里面蒙恩了。
For the past 16 years, many people are blessed in our congregation.
没有一个是我劝他们离开别的教会跑到我们教会来，没有这样的事情。
None of them came because I told them to leave their church to come to my church.
所以你要先清楚是不是神要你成立教会。
So the first thing is that you must be clear if God has asked you to start a new church.
如果真正是的话，也不是你自己讲的。
If indeed that is the case, it cannot be something that you conclude.
因为归正运动的原则是有共同认识，有神的引导来呼应，来成全。
The principle of reform movement is that there must be corresponding agreement.
如果一个人说神呼召我
，If a person says God has called me,
真正圣徒没有发现有神的呼召在他身上，他还不能承认他就是神呼召。
But if other real saints cannot detect that God has called him, that cannot be the case.
历史要证明这件事。
And history will prove this to be the case.
你要进行祷告，要很谨慎，而且要与圣徒一同共印证这个事情。
So you need to fast and pray and be very cautious and to work with other saints to affirm this calling.
否则每一个人要建教会，就多一间教会，这个世界教会跟基督徒同样多。
Or in the world there will be as many churches as there are Christians.
新加坡教会到底有什么问题需要归正？
What are the problems in the Singaporean church that we need to reform?
是灵恩运动吗？
Is it charismatism?
全球化的趋势对教会有什么影响？
This global movement and trend, what
globalization?
Globalization, what influence is that for the church?
每一个时代都有时代精神是弥漫在各种文化的范畴里面的。
Every generation has its own unique spirit that can be found in all cultural elements.
就德国人叫做 Zeitgeist.
In German, it's called Zeitgeist.
时代精神。
It is the spirit of the era.
那么文化本身就是一种我的见解跟我的定义是读这个所有的这个字典里面没有的文化，我的定义就是社会灵魂。
My definition of culture is unique. It is the soul of the society.
这个社会的动向有一个灵魂在引导它。
In other words, the society moves because there's a spirit to guide it.
这不是神学观念，这是借用的名词。
This is not a theological term, but the term that I borrowed.
所以当一个时代有哪一种的精神在引导的时候，
If a generation is influenced by a certain type of spirit,
这些思想、文化潮流，一直到风俗习惯、生活衣着等等，都有那种精神的感染。
And this spirit will influence all aspects of life from culture to philosophy to theology.
巴洛克时代的时候，
in the time of Barak,
有很繁杂很细腻的这种花样成为他们的装饰的特征。
At that time, the decorations are very fine and very detailed.
那么这个东西呢，就在文学里面表现出来。
And these are also expressed in literature.
在建筑里面表现出来。
And also in the architecture.
在衣服里面表现出来。
In a way they have fashion.
在音乐里面表现出来。
In their music.
所以过去的这个比较属于这个单音乐的东西，到那个时候就变成复音乐。
And so music in itself was influenced even at the Baroque age.
Baroque age, the monophony music becomes the polyphony music. 啊，这个是特用名词。所以你唱诗，比如说“耶稣是我最好朋友”，第四音“耶稣是我最好朋友”，啊 ，nom nom 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 nom， 到那个时候就不一样了。就每一个音都很繁杂的在跳跃在平衡。
And that the music becomes a lot more complicated in melody.
那个时候就变成巴洛克的精神。
And this is the spirit of Baroque.
所以每一个时代有时代精神。
So every age there is a spirit of the age.
我们这个时代是什么精神呢？
What sort of spirit is that now?
这个时代你说普世性全球化，这个根本不过是一种地区的扩张，没有什么特别的意义。
Globalization is just an expansion of the region, not very significant.
现在这新精神就是很世俗的。
But this new spirit today is a secular one.
是很实用派的。
Pragmatic.
啊，是非常计较于物质的成就跟收获的。
And very much dependent on the profit and loss in material sense.
所以呢，就变成商业化的时代。
It is a commercial era.
市场动向的时代。
An era of market forces.
你为什么卖这个东西呢？
Why do you sell this thing?
因为这个东西很有价值。
Because there's value.
不是。为什么卖这个东西呢？
Why do you sell it?
很多人要买这个东西。
Because there's great demand.
所以今天的很多人选什么东西都做什么工作来这个过一生，都是为了市场导向来决定他自己的价值观。
And today many people depend on their value system and the job they take based on what the market demands.
现在教会也是这样。
The same for the church.
现在年轻人不要听那些音乐，他们喜欢听这个比较活泼的，所以就选了灵恩派的诗歌。
We say that young people do not like traditional hymn, they like contemporary hymn, we choose charismatic songs.
现在的人不爱听什么三位一体了，基督神人二神，这就没有用的东西，就爱听家庭了、生活了，我生活什么目的，我们要怎样和谐，怎么教导你，讲台多讲这些实用性的道理，那这样呢，就很多人参加教会。
And the young people do not want to listen to the triune God and the serious doctrine. They want to listen to pragmatic things like how to love each other and the family.
所以为了应付听道匠，就产生了很多讲道匠出来。
And so because of the demands of the congregation, the pulpit is catered for that.
那他们就把两个东西合在，你看人这么多来听到，表示上帝赐福我，圣灵大大用我。
And then they say, look, we have so many people, that means the Holy Spirit is blessing us and using us mightily.
结果 quantity 就代替了 quality.
And so quantity has taken the place of quality.
人本就代替了神本。
And man-centeredness is taken over God-centeredness.
人的需要就把上帝的道把它推到这个地方去，逼神的真理不能再教会居首位。
And the needs of man has replaced the sovereign will of God, that God will no longer be the first place in the church.
那单单讲今天教会的危机要怎么解决，就需要一个一二十天的大讲座，好好重头整顿。
But just to mention how you solve the crisis in the church, we need almost 20 days of
seminary. 这应当是神学院的工作。
This should be done by the seminary.
但是神学院也正在制造一些大家比较喜欢的传道人。
But seminaries are producing popular preachers today.
所以连神学毕业生很多都走一个市场动向、市场导向原理的讲台的侍奉。
And so seminary graduates are actually moving along market demands and using it to influence their pulpit.
我当然不是用这样的批判制造一些专门批评教会的听众，我不是这个意思。
But of course, I'm not trying to train you to just criticize the church.
但是里面的隐痛啊，实在是很少可能用言语表达的清楚。
But it is something that is difficult for me to express the pain in my heart.
刚刚进入教会的青少年怎样具体的引导？
How do we guide a young person that just went into the church?
刚刚进教会的基督徒，我们怎么引导他呢？
How do we guide a person that just joined the church?
开始要培养他们敬畏上帝的心。
The first thing you need to do is train them to fear God.
不是讨他喜欢，照他所要的给他，就把他宠坏了。
not to just give them whatever they want and spoil them.
为什么上帝先启示旧约，后启示新约？
Why did God first reveal the Old Testament and then the New?
因为人不知道上帝的威严跟上帝的圣洁的公义， 他就不会尊重上帝的恩典跟爱惜上帝的慈爱。
Because if we do not know the power and authority of God, we will not treasure His love and His mercy.
为什么犹太人被杀650万， 他们对上帝的惧怕，对上帝的祷告更严密，而且更坚定的信仰。
Why would the Jews be slaughtered, the 6 million of them, but because of that they fear God more and they have even more fervent faith?
为什么很多中国人一受苦就马上离开教会，骂上帝，你没有爱心，我不要这个宗教。
But on the contrary, when the Chinese suffer, we will leave the church and we will curse at God.
因为我们的讲台已经制造了好像上帝是很慈爱的，耶稣是很喜乐，结果上帝无穷无尽欠我们债一样的。
Our pulpit has trained a group of people who believe that God is so merciful that it's as if He owes us a lot of things.
所以怎样有一个很有权威，又很有能力，又很有爱心，能够把少年人带到敬畏神、爱神地步的这种领袖，这是教会的宝贝。
The church needs a leader who is able to lead young people to both love God and fear God at the same time.
11岁的时候，有很多的青年人开始离开教会。
At about 11, many young people will start to leave their church.
14岁的时候，又有一批的青年人又离开教会。
And at 14, another group of young people will leave.
17岁的时候，又有一批的青年人在离开教会。
And at 17, some teenagers will start to leave.
11岁为什么会有一些离开教会呢？
Why do we say at 11 some will leave?
因为他们开始从小学进到中学，开始接触少年的世界，感到教会太拘谨、太古老，所以他们。
They are beginning to enter into secondary school and they realize that the church seems to be very boring and they're not interested.
为什么14岁的时候，很多的特别的男孩子离开教会？
And at 14, why would many young boys especially leave the church?
他们那个时候很崇拜英雄，而且自己很想做英雄。 我主日学里面就没有老师有英雄的形象来给他们佩服他们，他们就。
At that time they are worshipping, they are hero worshipping, but there are not many heroes in the Sunday school, so they will leave.
所以你一定要把最有权威、最有聪明智慧的人放在主日学教小孩子，不要说啊，小孩子没有随便叫几个人叫他唱诗，给他糖果骗骗他，不要来吵大人做礼拜就好了，那是很危险。
And do not think that you just send any form, Dick or Harry to teach young people because you think that they are not very important.
为什么17岁的时候有一些少年人离开呢？
Why at 17 would some teenagers leave?
因为他们一方面理性发展，另外一边情报春开，所以比较普通的世俗的思想的品质的青年人，他们就喜欢贪玩，就。
Because although they are growing in their intellect, at the same time they are also growing in their desires, so they would like to be with the world and they don't like to come to church.
但那些有思想很聪明的青年人，就因为他理性功用，发现基督教的供应讲台不够他们理性追求的需要，所以他们就失望走了。
At the same time, some young people who can think in depth will realize that the pulpit is not supplying their needs, so they will leave in disappointment.
所以教会里面哪一个人能掌握下一代，能控制引导？ 能够发掘，能够建立他们，
And the church would have a future indeed if there is a person who is able to discover all these things and be able to help these young people.
我们对上帝就是爱解释得太肤浅了，结果就因为这样，我们荒废了整个教会的侍奉。
We explain the phrase God is love in such shallow terms that a lot of future of the church is wasted.
这些青少年大部分是来自社会，怎样把他们引入真理的中间？
These young people mainly come from the society. How do we lead them into the truth?
这几个礼拜我在吉隆坡开始一整座大概要一两年的专题。
And these few weeks I've started a new team in Kuala Lumpur for about 2 years.
我们的总题是圣经难题的剖析。
The general theme is a solution to difficult problems in the Bible.
这题目一宣布出去，
When we declare this theme,
每个礼拜来听的超过1000个人。
More than 1,000 people come every week.
其中有800人是在25岁以下的。
800 of which are less than 25 years old.
我用很严谨的思考方式。
I use very stringent thought process.
批判反基督教的哲学跟社会学。
To rebuke all the theories of the world that is against Christianity.
批判人对圣经题目的不严谨。
And also critique those people who are not solemn towards the word of God.
我想这个题目大概不会太多吸引人。
I thought that this topic would not be too attractive.
第二个礼拜来的更多更多的人。
But second week, more people came.
我们不要轻看青少年。
So do not look down on the young.
如果你真正 用挑战性的威严跟足够的分量来供应他们，不但他们来，他们是比你更有能力带一大批他们同年龄的来教会的。
And if you really challenge them with solemn thought and are able to supply their need, not only will they come, they will get a lot more people to come.
我12岁的时候
，When I was 12,
我参加问题解答
，I joined a question and answer session.
虽然有很多答案我不明白
，Although I could not answer many of the understand many of the questions.
但我发现有牧师可以解答共产主义、进化论、辩证法、哲学，还有这无神的那些思想讲得头头是道。
And I discovered that some pastors are very good at apologetics.
后来我就从这方面去发展，我以后怎么侍奉上。
And I want to develop in this line to see how I should serve God.
12岁的孩子头脑很清晰。
A 12-year-old child is very precise in thinking.
心理学告诉我们，我们的记忆性最清楚的大概是10岁的时候。
The psychology say we are most clear in our memory when we were about 10.
有一个11岁的孩子问我一个问题。
A 11-year-old child once asked me.
我吓死了。
I was shocked by the question.
他说：“耶稣担当我们的罪，是不是？”
He said, "Is it true that Jesus took on our sins?"
我说是。
I said, "Yes."
我们有很多的罪，是不是？
We have lots of sins. Is it true?
我说是。
I said, "Yes."
那他担当我们所有的人罪，是不是？
He took on all our sins. Wasn't it true?
他就逼你一定要讲是是是是是。
So you keep answering yes, yes, yes.
我说是。
I said, "Yes."
那他担当了全世界所有的罪，是不是？
He took on the sin of the whole world. Is it true?
他担当了全世界所有信他的人的罪。
I said he took on the sin of those who believe in him.
我再试下去就中他的当了，你懂吗？
Because if I say yes, I would be trapped by him.
那么这样，他满身担当的罪，他就满身都是罪，是不是？
So isn't it true then that Jesus is filled with sin?
我就问他是，那怎么样？
I said yes, so what?
他说他全身都是罪，他怎么可以上天堂？
And he said if he is so sinful, how can he go to heaven?
耶稣担当所有人的罪，他怎么上天堂？
How would he go to heaven if he's filled with sin?
哇，我想这个11岁的孩子有神学家的头脑。
I thought this 11 child has the thoughts of a theologian.
我就不知道有多少基督徒可以解答他的问题。
I'm not sure how many Christians can answer this.
为什么他问那个问题呢？
Why did he ask this?
那一个聚会呢，唱了一首诗歌，罪恶不能上天堂。
Because in that gathering there was a hymn that said,
大家唱得很热烈。
You cannot go to heaven.
罪恶不能上天堂，罪孽不能上天堂。哒哒哒哒哒哒滴，哒哒哒哒哒滴的，罪孽不能上天堂。他唱唱唱，大家唱得很热烈的时候，他不是很热烈，他很冷静的思考，那耶稣担当罪，他怎么上天堂？
And the child was thinking, if Jesus had sinned, he surely cannot enter the heaven.
所以不要以为少年人是很简单。
Do not think the teenagers are simple-minded.
轻敌是战败的一个真正的原因。
The reason why we often fail in our battle is we underestimate our enemies.
我这一生常常假设我的听众有很聪明的人，我不可以乱讲，免得他轻看上帝。
In my life, I always assume first that there are very intelligent people among my congregation that I will be very careful to speak.
结果每一句我都尽我的责任，把理性当父的这个责任，那当解的道理很严谨的解出来。
And every sentence I speak of, I'm very stringent about what I'm about to say.
结果呢？
In the end,
结果上帝就差遣一些最有聪明的人智慧来听我讲道。
And God sends some of the most intelligent people to listen to my preaching.
我的听众跟许多别的布道家的听众是不同的一群人。
My congregation is different from the congregation of many evangelists.
因为我从年轻，我不敢轻敌。
Since I'm young, I've never underestimated.
请你不要为我不把你当作我的敌，就是。
It's not that I treat you as enemy.
好，我们继续讲下去。根据使徒行传，受死、埋葬、下到阴间，第三天从死里活，使徒信经。请问主耶稣是否也下到阴间？三天又到哪里
？Apostles Creed say that Jesus descended into hell. So where did he go?
这个是教义问题，与归正神学的信仰内容是有关系。
This is related to reform and doctrine.
但是今天这个讲座不是论信仰内容，是论整个运动方向的问题。
But strictly speaking, we are talking about the direction of the Reformation.
所以我不先解答这个问题。
So I will not answer this question first.
有没有千禧年照样就是圣经问题，不是归正运动的问题？你们就是趁机会有什么 有时间什么都问，只要对你有益处就问，你还是很自私的人。启示录这个七间教会都不完全，可以不可以说所有的教会，包括归正教会、卫理公会什么都不完全？这样对教会不同派别的批评，是不是五十步笑百步？
Is it true that there are many different types of churches, and so if you predict a certain movement, you are in the same, the pot is calling the kettle black? Because every church is not perfect.
So
we should not criticize them.
So
since you are coughing and I'm coughing and the other person is looking for a doctor, but we are all coughing, we need not look for the doctor.
我不谨慎,
if you are not careful, I will drop into your trap.
每一个教会都应当改革自新。
Every church needs to renew and reform.
归正教会最伟大的精神是什么呢?
The greatest spirit in the Reformation
继续不断更正自己, 回到圣经。
Is a continual reformation that we will return back to the Bible.
差50步就有回到圣经50步的责任。
If you are 50 steps away, there's a responsibility for you to take 50 steps.
差100步就有回到圣经要追赶100步的责任。
If you are 100 steps away, you are responsible to go to the 100 steps. If you are away by one step, you are responsible to take that one step.
不是50步需要100步。
So it's not just a pot calling the kettle black.
50步 快快追捕，增加一两步，然后邀请落后的，扶持他们一同归到圣经，使我们更完全。
What you need to do is to quickly try to recover and then bring other people to make them better.
当教会不懂得自我检讨、批判和自我修正的时候，
When the church do not know how to reform and renew themselves,
你要等到教会的仇敌来讥笑我们的时候， 你已经没有办法做见证。
And you want to wait until the enemies of God come and humiliate us, there's no more chance.
所以我们能够在主里面彼此相劝， 使我们用爱心讲诚实话， 在上帝的真理上建造起来， 越来越成为无瑕疵荣耀的教会， 我们才能够对外
And so we need to speak in love for everyone so that the church can be established and we have the power to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我乘着一本书上读到唐牧师，你试验所谓受圣灵而充满说谎言的一位女士，证明了不是圣灵。请问有人说谎言时，我们应当去试验他吗？是真的是假的吗？这样是不是得到的结论可靠呢？你现在提到我的一个经验来问这个问题。
It's relating to the testing of the spirit. If I test this on
the,
and you cannot follow the same example, so you have to be responsible to God.
What qualifies a church as a reformed evangelical church? Thank you.
一间教会怎么才能够成为一个这个归正福音的教会？归正福音运动。 The Reform Evangelical Movement
是一个运动,
is a movement.
在这个运动中间有没有可能成立归正福音教会? 可以。
You can establish a Reform Evangelical Church in this movement. Why?
因为如果正统信仰的人不敢建立教会,
because if a person has orthodox faith and they dare not start a church,
把这个神圣伟大的责任交给那些没有正统信仰的人去做,
and give this responsibility to those who have no orthodox belief,
我们就自己放弃长子的名分,
then we ourselves have given up the role of the firstborn.
我们奉手把神托付我们的工作交给仇敌,
and then we will just give the work that God has given to us to our enemies.
19世纪以前,
before the 19th century,
几乎没有人敢建立教会,
no one dared to start churches.
除非有一些很特别蒙上帝引导的特殊的不得了的人。
With the exception of those people who are completely guided by God, unique people.
这些人从来也没有想自己要建立教会。
And these people never thought of starting their own church movement.
是形势所逼, 后来发现这个逼的形式原是神的引导。
They are often forced by the circumstances, but in the end they realize God was leading them.
比如说,
for example,
Martin
Luther was banished by the Roman Catholics.
这个叫做形势所逼,
so he was forced.
后来发现这是神的引导, 所以呢, 改革运动需要有自己的教会。
And so later he discovered that God was guiding him and the Reformation needs their own church.
所以马丁路德就成立了这个路德会。
And so Martin Luther started the Lutheran Church.
马丁路德自己最讨厌的一个字就是路德宗这个教会这个名字。
Martin Luther himself hated the word Lutheran.
好像我这次看最不喜欢的就是把我的照片跟教文连在一起，我是谁？ 啊，这个不是我的意思，人家说唐崇荣这么骄傲，把奥古斯丁跟教文跟的好像全世界历史就他们三个人一样，这个根本不是我的意思。
Like in this picture, I never instructed them to put my face beside John Calvin.
路德会的创办人是最讨厌路德会这三个字。
So the founder of the Lutheran Church hates the word Lutheran.
他知道教会是耶稣基督的，不是马丁路德的。
He knows that the church belongs to Jesus Christ, not Martin Luther.
归正宗就绝对没有什么什加尔文教会，没有这个字。
There is no Calvin Church.
我们根本不相信这样的信仰是真理。
Because we do not believe that this is what the truth is.
卫理公会是卫斯理创立的教会。
The Methodist is started by John Wesley.
Wesley Church.
Wesley Church.
卫斯理本身根本没有要设立教会。
But Wesley did not want to start a church.
因为圣公会呢根本不许可他讲道。
But the Anglicans refused to let him preach.
所以呢，他跟怀特菲 Whitfield 两个人。
So together with John, George Whitfield,
他们从北美洲来回七次，也回到英国的时候，圣公会把所有的门关起来，不准他讲道。
When they returned from North America to England, the doors of the Anglican Church were shut to them.
那怎么办呢？
What would they do?
后来呢，卫斯理就讲一句话。
And then later Wesley declared,
虽然我是一个被暗立的圣公会牧师，
although I was ordained an Anglican pastor,
而圣公会竟然关门不准我讲道，
but the Anglican church is now shut me out.
好，我在神面前等候他。
But I will wait upon the Lord before him.
怀特菲呢是比他更 reform evangelical.
George Whitfield was more reform evangelical.
怀特菲就在街上讲道。
And so he started preaching on the streets.
你不开门，我为什么进到礼拜堂？我就在路上讲道了。
I can always preach by the side of the road.
他在工厂的门口讲道。
So he preached before a factory.
他在工厂门口讲道，早上五点开始大喊大叫。
He started preaching loudly at 5 a.m.
第一天200个人来。
The first day 200 came to listen to him.
第二天1000个人来。
The second day 1,000 came.
第三天3,000-4,000个人来。
On the third day 4,000 came.
第四天8,000个人来。
On the fourth day 8,000 came.
第五天20,000个人来。
On the fifth day, 20,000 people came.
历史上最伟大的布道家之一。
So he was one of the greatest evangelists ever.
许多的布道家，包括哥培利，根本不懂归正神学。
And many evangelists, including Billy Graham, does not understand Reform theology.
怀特菲是真正归正神学很严谨的一个思想家。
But George Whitfield was a person with very strict Reform structures.
所以我认为他是整个归正运动在历史上最伟大的榜样之一。
And so I believe he is one of the best examples in the Reformation.
后来他就写信给安慰斯理。
And then later he wrote to John Wesley.
我兄啊，请你出来露天布道吧。
He said, "Brother, come to the open air to preach."
卫斯理回信说。
Wesley replied.
作为一个被圣公会安立的牧师。
As a pastor ordained by the Anglican Church.
我是不习惯在街上露天讲道，不穿牧师袍，这个不够庄严。
I am not used to preaching in the open air without the pastor's robe.
不是不够庄严，他已经忘记了耶稣基督是在路边讲道的。
He has forgotten that Jesus Christ preached on the side of the road.
怀特菲就回信给他。
And Whitfield replied.
请你出来看看我们的聚会好吧。
Why don't you come and see our gathering?
他出去看。
He went out.
他圣灵就感动他了。
The Holy Spirit inspired him.
为什么一定要管风琴？
Why do we have to have an organ?
为什么要一个很庄严的礼拜堂才能讲道？
Why do we have to preach in a grand church?
为什么穿牧师袍才能讲道？
Why must I wear a robe?
这些人需要上帝的真理。
These people need the truth of God.
没有圣坛也不要紧嘛。
It's okay that we do not have a good pulpit.
需要的圣道跟福音。
What do they need? They need the gospel and the truth.
所以他就开始出去讲道。
And so he began to preach openly.
为什么讲一句话？
And then John Wesley said,
虽然英国没有一个礼拜堂准我讲道。
Although there is not a single English church that allow me to preach.
至少我可以站在我父亲的坟墓的那一块土地上，站着在那边讲道，因为那块地是我家用钱买的。
At least I can stand on the grave of my father because that piece of land belonged to my family.
其实他还是太迟钝。
But he was a bit slow.
因为在他以前1800年
1800 years before him,
有一个施洗约翰不用讲台，不用圣殿，在旷野讲道。
John the Baptist started preaching in the wilderness.
结果圣灵降在他身上。
And the Holy Spirit was upon him.
人就不到圣殿里面，到旷野去听他讲道。
They did not go to the synagogue, but went to listen to him in the wilderness.
这种观念
，such a concept,
都是跳跃。
Is a leaping concept.
都是突破。
It's a breakthrough.
都是圣经里早就隐藏着的真理。
It's implicit truth in the Bible.
但人常常被组织、形式、被这金钱、被预算、被人为的这种惯例所捆绑。
But we are always constrained by budget. We are always constrained by tradition and organization.
好像没有那些就不能做事情。
As if without that, we cannot do anything.
今天的很多的教会。
Many churches today.
要做 是要做布道会。
When they want to have a gospel rally,
要不要做呢？
The question is,
他们祷告。其实他们祷告是假的。
It's not a real prayer.
真正的不是祷告，真的是有没有钱，有钱就做，没有钱就不做。
They always ask, is there money? If there's no money, we won't do it.
那么我的归正福音运动完全不走这条路。
But my reform evangelical movement is not like this.
我要问，是不是上帝的旨意？是上帝去做，不是上帝旨意不做。
I want to ask, is this the will of God? If it is, we do. If not, we won't.
前天晚上。
The night before yesterday,
印尼打电话给我
I received a call from Indonesia.
好牧师啊，我们复活节的青少年布道会17个地方，租金巴士，一共差不多会对少年人讲道，大概有费用要差不多$45,000。
Dr. Tong, for the youth rally that we are going to have in 17 different places, we need $45,000.
啊，这些孩子来是不能奉献的。
And these are children; they will not give offering.
要不要做？
Will we do this?
我说做。
I said do it.
钱怎么样？
What about money?
我们看上帝怎么做工。
And I said that we see how God moves.
我们是这样做的。
This is the way we do our ministry.
那以后呢？ And then, 上帝就一步一步带领把事情做成功。
God will guide us step by step, and we will do this.
现在这些孩子没有钱奉献，他也没有钱去租巴士，我们全部都要负责。但是呢，我们不是要他变成依赖、依靠，只有别人做他才来的这种事。这种经验。
Although these children cannot afford the bus and all these things, but we do not want to spoil them also.
我长途电话，我指示几件事情。
So I gave them a few instructions.
他们坐 bus 的时候，要他们奉献，他们能出多少钱，他们要尽责任。
When they take a bus, we want them to just give whatever they can.
他们参加复活节布道大会的时候，他们也给他们机会奉献钱。
And also during the rally, we also will collect their offering.
那么照去年跟前年的经验，他们所能献上的钱跟我们付出去的代价，大概只能收回20%。
From the experiences of the past years, we can only recover 20%.
那我说其他的，我们就呼吁这些大人，这些传道牧师。筹委会要做这些工作的，自己用任现的信心奉献。
And then for the rest of the amount, we will ask the people to pledge in faith.
那这样呢就可以，另外有20%出来了。
And then another 20% will appear.
那其他的我要在讲道的时候呼吁弟兄姊妹参与奉献。
The others, I will call upon brothers and sisters to participate in offering.
我不知道他们有没有负担。
I do not know whether people have a burden for this.
试验我们的信心跟试验。我们的神是不是信实的？因为我们是做他的工作。
It will test our faith as to where, and else also as to whether God is faithful because we are doing His work.
30年以后
，30 years later，
这些青少年已经30-40岁，生意做成功了，他们那个时候就一定支持下一代的青少年工作，因为他们现在是被人家支持建立起来的。
And these young people who receive benefits will be people who are making money, and they will continue to support such ministry.
1000里的旅途，起于今天第一步。
1,000 miles begin with the first steps.
千年大业建立今天第一块根基。
Plans for 1,000 years starts from today.
你没有用你的脚深入约旦河水里面，约旦河是不会分开的。
If you do not put your feet into the water of the River Jordan, it will not open for you.
这些原则神学院在教吗？不一定。
Are the seminaries teaching these principles? Maybe not.
这些圣经的原理，今天的教会的领袖在行吗？不一定。
These biblical principles are pastors doing it. Maybe not.
归正福音运动一定要这么做。
But reform evangelical movement must do this.
我自己做先锋。
I myself is a pioneer.
这几十年没有到过一个有钱人家里，要他奉献一块钱。
These, all these years, I have never gone to the home of a rich to ask for money.
我到新加坡已经几百次了，还没有一个经济能力好的唐牧师，我支持你的工作，一个都没有。
Till today, I've been in Singapore so many hundreds of times, I have not met a person who said, I will just financially support your work.
你们新加坡有一些院长到印尼去找有钱人做他们神学院的董事，一个一个去，我都知道他去哪里。
I know that some of the dean of your seminaries have gone to Indonesia to visit the rich to ask them to be on their
own. 专找有钱人。
They only look for the rich.
我就绝对不做这个事情。
I will never do things like that.
因为我死了。
After I die.
我的传记要讲一句话。
My autobiography will say this.
唐崇荣是一生不募捐的人。
Stephen Tong has never done fundraising.
证明我的上帝是活的，是信实的。是供应
的 to prove that my God is living, is faithful, and is the God that will provide.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天正在讨论这个事情。
Today we are discussing something.
你们这两天听得很清楚，对不对呢
？These 2 days you have heard a lot.
因为我们换了麦克风。
Because we changed the microphone.
这是借来的。
We have borrowed.
这两只是$5,500。
These 2 microphones cost $5,500.
It is 世界第一流的东西。
Because it's a first-class product.
那么呢， 如果有第一流的讲员用第五流的东西，是得罪上帝。
A first class speaker using a last class equipment is a sin to God.
那么第五流的讲员用第一流的也是很羞耻的。
And it's also very humiliating if a fifth class speaker uses a first class things.
明天聚会完了。
After tomorrow's gathering,
我们给你们一个机会。
We will give you an opportunity.
特别为这个好的音响有一次的奉献。
To collect offering for this good audio
equipment.
你有负
担奉献，没有负担不必。
If you are burdened, then give. If not, forget.
我们要看上帝是不是做他要我们做的工作。
We want to see if God will do His work.
那我绝对不到你家去募钱，绝对不寄封什么叫 prayer letter。很多 prayer letter 是 begging money letter.
Many people send prayer letters when they beg for money.
所谓代祷信
，the letter for prayer
是募捐信
，are often just to respond
求钱信
，to call for money。
所以我不做这个事情。
I do not do things like that。
那这样的你就知道归正运动的精神，我怎样要设立榜样来使你们继续走下去。
Now you will know how I do set up an example for you for reform.
现在回到你的问题
，back to your question，
什么教会可以称为是一个归正教会
？What sort of church can be called a reform evangelical church？
真正明白什么叫做。归正神学信仰的领袖所建立的教会。
It is a church set up by a leader who truly understands the Reformed evangelical theology.
那么明白归正信仰的整个庞大的系统，到底要多少的时间
？How long do you need to understand this whole system？
这绝对不是一朝一夕的工作。
Certainly, it's not something you can do overnight.
绝对不是神学毕业拿了一个文凭就可以做到的工作。
Or something you can do just because you graduated from the seminary.
你要昼夜思想。
You need to think about this day and night.
或者你要好好在历史的过程中间看上帝的引导。
And see how God has guided human beings in His history.
在你的时代中间鼓起勇气，以这个信仰相悖的教会。或者那些以这个信仰相对抗的教会，勇敢征战才建立起来。
And in your generation, be bold and fight against all the systems that's against this truth of God.
一样，第二样，归正教会以后的日子
，the days after the Reformed Church，
一定要设立长老跟执事。
Must be one that where elders and deacons are established.
这个不是创办人的特权。
This is not the special privilege of the founders.
也不是一个领袖自己。为所欲为可以做成功的。
No, is this something that the leader can do by itself?
哪里有归正教会
？Wherever there is a reformed church,
哪里一定有一批真正明白圣经归正教义的中间分子。
There will be people who truly understand what the Bible teaches about reformed theories.
这些人跟牧师有同等的地位。
These people have the same status as the pastors.
牧师不可专权。
The pastors ought not to monopolize.
你牧师不过是 teaching elder。
A pastor is a teaching elder.
这些的 elder 是 ruling elder.
But they are ruling elders.
所以有教导的长老，有牧羊跟智慧的长老一同侍奉上帝。
The two will serve God together. One that teach, the other one that pastors.
牧师专权来这个轻看其他的工作人员，什么都不断都行，不可以的。
The pastor cannot despise other co-workers and do whatever he wishes.
这些长老这是凭着自己钱很多就做牧师长老的老板也不可以的。
But the pastor, the elders and the deacons cannot also just become the boss of the pastor because they are rich.
我的教会已经17年了还没有长老。
My church is 17 years old. We do not have a single elder.
不是我们不知道应该设立长老。
Not that we do not think we should have elders.
而我们的时间还没到，还在等，还在看，还在继续不断。让他们更成熟的时候，这样建立了以后，就不能随便动摇了。
Our time is not up, so we are still observing. We want mature people to do this, and they will not be shaken.
有的人看我的样子，他学我的样子，建立一个归正教会，什么都不必，结果呢就乱做一场，不可以的。
Some people imitated my style and just start a reformed church and just had no elders.
那他们就以为唐牧师都没有执事，没有长老，我们就这样做，也跟他一样叫做归正教会。我告诉你，不是的，我们是很严谨的等候训练。操练到最后呢，比任何其他的归正教会更严谨的归正教会，所以还没有开始。
We do not have elders because we are still looking for them and stringently training them so that they will be the best.
不但如此，归正福音教会一定要训练，也要养成整全教会爱传福音的责任。
The Reformed Evangelical Church must train the church to love to preach the gospel.
直到今天，每一个礼拜，我一定要对司机、对认识的人、对任何我接触的人， 讲耶稣基督的事情。
Till today, every time I meet people like a driver or any strangers, I will still preach to them about Jesus Christ.
大布道教是大布道会才讲到，平常不必，我不是这样。
You say, well, you are a great evangelist, you will preach a great gospel rally, but this is not what I do.
你就一个大讲台，我才来布道，那种布道家就不是一个爱灵魂的人。
A preacher that will only preach when there is a big occasion is not one who loves souls.
一个爱灵魂的人是每一个你见的人，你都愿意跟他讲一些关于耶稣基督的事情。
A person that truly loves human soul will be one that will share the gospel of Jesus Christ with anyone.
目的是这样的人。
And D.L. Moody was a person like this.
目的说，我如果有一天没有向人传耶稣，那一天晚上我就不能好睡。
Moody said, if there's just one day that I do not preach the gospel, I will not be able to sleep well.
我看他的传记很受感动。
I was moved by his autobiography.
有一次呢，他晚上两点不能睡，爬起来，因为他发现那一天还没有传福音。
And once he woke up at 2 a.m. because he remembered that he hadn't preached the gospel.
那个就是 Chicago 冰天雪地的时候。
At that time, Chicago was in the depths of winter.
换了睡衣，穿上棉袍，穿上大衣，就跑到街上去要去传福音。但是两点有谁在路上？
So he put on his winter clothing and went to the street, but it was 2 a.m.
后来他兜了好久，发现有个醉汉在路上一面抖一面讲话，喝酒醉乱讲话。
And then he saw a drunkard that was shivering and muttering on the street.
他就跑到他旁边，跟他传道，一直跟他讲，到最后他接受主，两个跪在路上祷告，他才回去睡觉。
And he went to preach to this person until he accepted Jesus Christ, and they both knelt on the road to pray, and then he returned home.
这个人叫做福音派。
This is an evangelical.
福音派不是你赞成福音信仰就叫做福音派，那是 cognitive evangelical， 不是 practical evangelical。
Practical evangelical is different from cognitive one, in which you have a mental agreement with gospel.
You should be evangelical in action, not in knowing.
你应该以行动来证明你是福音派的，
不是单单知道而已。
Not just knowledge.
所以归正福音教会是这样严谨，也是这样大的要求。
So there is such a great demand, stringent demand for the Reformed Evangelical Church.
深根建造，扎根在纯正的信仰、全本圣经的教导、使徒传下来的教义，以及这个教文中信仰 consistency 的整个系统里面。
You are deeply rooted upon the Word of God, the teachings of the apostles, and also the structure of John Calvin's teaching.
第二样
，secondly，
你要能够好好的用主的爱去把福音传给人。那你这个教会才叫做归正福音教会。
And then secondly, you must use the love of God to preach the gospel to everyone. Then you can be called a Reformed Evangelical Church.
People have difficult interpretation about the different interpretation about history during Protestant Reformation. Many Catholics suffered. 什么
？Suffered and were persecuted.
And were persecuted too. So
the evidence.
Evidence was both-sided. Catholic faith sees Protestant revolt as the beginning of the chaos in the world. Responsible for the rise of the atheism, communism, rationalism, because sola scriptura principle leads to private interpretation and anarchy. They also say how ungodly the reform characters are, the reformers.
Martin Luther's hot temper.
For example, Martin Luther's hot temper and foul language, Zwingli's sexual sins, Calvin's dictatorship in Geneva, etc. So we look at same history but interpretation differently. How do you affirm the value of Reformation then? You are cheated by the Catholics.
你被罗马天主教所欺骗。
当你讲教文也是个不对，谁没有那个不对？请问他们以前那些天主教的神父有哪一个是好的
？When you say that John Calvin is wrong in this way, Zwingli was wrong in that way. What about other Roman Catholic leaders?
如果那个时候有一些神父是可尊敬的
，If there were Roman Catholic priests that could be honored，
教文用很客气的说，所尊敬的神父某某人，我写给你听。
John Calvin, when he writes, will say, Honorable priest, I will write this to you.
这些人不像你所讲的,
they were not people of such foul characters.
因为自从改教以后,
after the Reformation, everybody interpret the Bible in their own way, so we have chaos.
如果没有改教家, 天主教解释圣经产生赎罪票乱不乱?
So the question is, before the Reformation, isn't the Roman Catholic also in a mess?
所以你不要用小孩子吓大人, 来以为你更聪明,
and so do not just use this to frighten everybody else.
自从改教运动以来,
since the Reformation,
人就真正明白什么叫做民主,
we truly understood what democracy is.
民主有三个不同的版本,
there are three different forms of democracy.
第一个版本是 这个叫做雅典式的民主版本,
the first one is the Athenian democracy.
第二种版本是 法国大革命的民主版本,
the second one is from the French Revolution.
第三种版本是改革宗或者复原教从圣经找到了神按自己形象样式造人给人一个有向神负责任向人彼此相爱的民主的版本。
The third is from the Reformation, based on the fact that all are made in the image of God.
所以到现在,
so till today,
凡是天主教的国家一定金钱跟政权掺杂, 结果呢, 使民主不能抬头。
A Roman Catholic, a country that is influenced by Roman Catholicism has often the mixture between politics and militarism, and so democracy could not flourish.
你看见南美洲国的国家, 这么多政变, 这么多的败坏, 这么多贪污, 也都是天主教影响的国家。
Unlike those countries in South America influenced by Roman Catholicism.
但是呢,
however,
反正受基督教影响的国家,
countries that are influenced by Protestantism,
像瑞士, 英国,
like Switzerland, England,
像荷兰, 像德国,
and the Netherlands and Germany,
他们一定更少贪污, 更多民主, 而且更多执行法律跟公义的事情。
They will have less corruption, more democracy, and more righteous justice.
你不要再钟情于过去的天主教特权, 现在被搅乱, 大大吃亏, 发脾气, 让你世界纷乱, 是从改教运动产生, 你是错的。
You are wrong to assume that the chaos of the world comes from the Reformation.
北美洲跟南美洲,
between the North and the South America,
都是这几百年来才起来的,
they prosper in these past few centuries.
北美洲是基督教的精神,
North America is influenced by Protestantism.
南美洲是天主教的精神,
South America by Roman Catholicism.
你自己看看,
so see for yourself,
应当怎样说才是真正遵从人权的地方,
which place really observe human rights.
是受基督教影响的更真正 遵循法律精神或者受天主教影响。
Is the rule of law more prevalent in a Protestant influenced country or in a Roman Catholic influenced country?
你觉得抓到水里所谓什么事, 那么马丁路德有什么事, 加文什么事, 你就把他们大骂一顿, 你以为就解决问题, 没有这样简单的事。
Just because you have found some flaws in this character doesn't mean that you will solve this problem so easily.
而且其中很多的诽谤的事情。
But of course there's a lot of instances of defamation.
我18岁的时候一个天主教徒对我说,
when I was 18, a Roman Catholic said to me,
你知道为什么马丁路德反对教皇吗?
Do you know why Martin Luther was against the Pope?
我说马丁路德没有反对教皇,
I said that Martin Luther was not against the Pope.
他反对错误的教训啊,
he was against the wrong teachings.
你小孩子不懂事,
he said, well, you're very young, you don't know this.
我告诉你马丁路德谁反对天主教, 因为他想结婚, 不好意思。
He said that, well, Martin Luther wanted to get married, so he was against Roman
Catholic.
So that he himself can get married and all the
priesthood.
He thought that he will convince me.
我告诉你,
for a person to get married is natural.
不结婚是违背神创造的定律的。
When you do not get married, you are against the rule that God has set.
保罗说,
so the Apostle Paul says,
末后的时候,
on the last days,
有人随从魔鬼的道理,
some people will follow the pathway of the devil,
禁止嫁娶,
to ban you from marriage.
所以马丁路德不必反对天主教, 他反对错误的事情。
So Martin Luther was against the wrong teachings.
但你以为你不害羞, 想结婚, 想结婚就反对天主教, 岂有此理, 想结婚是岂有此理, 那你结婚你就岂有此理了。
But getting married is the right thing to do, Martin Luther even.
Martin Luther 没有说的,
Martin Luther was not wrong.
圣经没有禁止你不可以结婚。
The Bible has not stopped us from getting married.
那是人的遗传, 替代上帝的诫命。
It comes from the tradition of man taking the place of the commands of God.
当然，我知道你讲的方法论的问题。
But of course, I know you are also referring to methodology.
历史学的方法论。
The methodology of history
是一门很特别的学问。
It's a very special theme.
几乎没有历史解释方法论是没有参与主观的成分在里面。
And almost all historical methodology is biased to some extent.
所以呢？就是 subjective 的
成分。Subjective
是我昨天对你说。
So yesterday I said.
解释中国历史的常常落在反对基督教的历史学家的手里面。
Those people who write about Chinese history are often anti-Christian.
所以没有办法很客观地讲出基督教对中国近代化的影响多大。
And they cannot explain clearly, they objectively how Christianity has influenced Chinese history.
我举一个例子。
An example.
中国人都非常崇敬。一个很重要的人
，The Chinese are respectful to a very important person，
因为他提倡了白话文运动
，Because this person brought about the commonality of the language。
五四运动的时候的开始
，And it is the beginning of the movement from the 4th of May。
这个人是谁啊
？Who was this person？
啊？李光耀。这个人是谁啊？胡适之博士。
The Dr. 胡适之，
我告诉你
，I tell you this，
胡适没有提倡白话文以前28年
，But 28 years before he proposed that language should be simplified，
最先推动白话文运动的是基督教
，The Christian missionaries were the first to propose this，
有94位圣经学者
，There were 94 Bible scholars，
决定把圣经翻译成中国人普通用的白话文形式的书。
Decided to translate the Bible and use language that common Chinese could understand.
到了五四运动开始的时候
，But when the 4th of May movement started,
胡适之等等人才开始说要推动白话文，已经落后于圣经里面的观念了。
Then these other people started to propose that language should be simplified.
当圣经和合本一本把它印出来，真正翻译成功面世的那一天。
The day when the Chinese Herbal version came out，
这94个学者已经死了93个。
Out of the 94 scholars, 93 have died。
剩下委员会里面唯一的一个人流着眼泪，感谢上帝，圣经已经翻译成中国人的白话文。
Only one was still alive, and so in tears he gave thanks to God that the Chinese Bible is done in simplified language.
不但如此
，Not only that.
这本圣经花多少功夫，你知道吗
？You know how long it took for this Bible to be completed?
28年的翻译过程中间
，In the 28 years of translation,
所有所用的时间
，The time they took
加起来
，If you add it all together,
总圣经1170多章。
Based on 1,170 over chapters, almost 1,000,000 words.
平均呢，每一节用的时间是11.5个钟头才翻译成功。
Every verse on the average took 11.5 hours to translate.
所以基督教对中国的影响太大了。
And so Christianity has great influence on China.
是谁先破除迷信？
Who got rid of superstition first?
谁先剪断满清的男人的辫？
Who was the people who first took away the pigtail of the Manchurians?
是谁先解除那个绑脚的陋习？
Who first got rid of the bad habit of binding of the feet?
是谁先开办平民学校？
Who was it that first started schooling for the common folk?
是谁先创办大学？
Who started universities first?
是谁先建立基督教医院？
Who started Christian hospitals?
是谁先派人到美国去拿医学博士，在上海建立第一个医院？
The first hospital in Shanghai. Who sent the first student to America?
都是基督徒。
All these were done by the Christians.
为什么中国人不讲这些呢？
But the Chinese will not talk about this.
历史学家是站在反基督教的立场来骂基督教，来埋没基督教，来故意忘记基督教。
Because Chinese history is often written by historians that are anti-Christian.
所以文化使命一定要重新建立起来。
And therefore, we need to rebuild cultural mandate.
今天我要跟你们谈一些关于归正运动里面一个很特别的使命。
And today, I will talk about this special mandate.
你们不要再这个每个礼拜做做礼拜，听听道，打瞌睡回家，第二个礼拜再不要再做这种基督徒了。
Do not just become a Christian or come and listen and then fall asleep and go home.
你好好在这个讲座里面醒过来。
Wake up in this seminar.
然后咬紧牙根。 一定要定心智参与这个运动。
And then be determined to participate in this movement.
使神的光可以照耀在你所处的世界那个角落。
That the light of God can shine upon the corner where you live.
我尽心尽力，尽心尽力做我的，你尽心尽力做你的。我们大家在各自的岗位为神做。
I'll try my best to do my what I need to do, and so must you.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我今天就讲到这个地方。